listener exclusive.
The creators of this podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which it is recorded. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are the first storytellers of this land. We pay respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging, as well as any Indigenous people who may be listening today.
We are two guys, one cup.
Hello and welcome to the Two Guys, One Cup, round 24. Two guys, what did I make?
Round 24
tip. Did I say Two Guys, One Cup?
Welcome.
It's late on a Sunday night and we're going to be tipping about games that are more than 5 days away.
In a round that hasn't ever previously existed, right? Like this is...
That's right.
This year is longer than any other season that we've had. So... no wonder we're hitting the wall a little bit, but you know.
I'm Charlie Clausen. He's Will Anderson.
Hi.
Let's get right into the game.
Okay.
So first up is podcast Mike's Bombers are taking on the Pies. Mike, do you want to get in on this? Where to for the Bombers from here? Just like a humiliating loss at the Beanstalk last week. Now coming up against top of the ladder Collingwood. Are you any chance in this game?
No, we're going to lose.
You're broken.
And
less broken. Than 1 year to crush his spirit. It's amazing.
We're going to lose. So that's my opinion.
Okay. So what if? Let's just think about what if just for a second. Like what if Essendon finished the season with, you know, a victory against one of the old enemies? Collingwood are beaten up, bruised and battered. They're gettable. Essendon, at their best, have been a very good team this season. Maybe they got one more left in them.
Final if the Bombers roll of the win dice. By, I think if the Bombers win by 15 goals and GWS lose by
technically
10 goals, then you can make it.
Didn't we lose by like nearly 15 goals this weekend?
Well, see, it can
unlikely,
be done.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
saw firsthand it can
proof.
Be done.
It's proof. They believe in it because they saw it done against them. What do you think, Charlie?
I'm going to tip the Pies in this game.
I'm going to also tip the Pies. But
on Saturday, do you remember when people talked about the Hawks tanking? That wasn't that more innocent time. The Hawks take on Fremantle at the MCG, and I think we'll win that game. Dion Newcombe will come back and they'll win. Freo got nothing to play for, crapped out against Port last weekend.
I know, but Freo, I watched the Freo-Port game and I actually thought that they played okay. But yeah, Hawthorn.
Yeah, I think Hawthorn easily. They'll just put all their good players on ice. Why risk them?
Methamphetamine, right? You mean...
Yeah. Down in Tassie, North Melbourne are hosting the Suns, which will be the first time Tasmania's seen the sun in quite some time, Will. Hey! Who knows what's going to go on here? I think the Suns will win. No, I reckon the Suns will win.
I mean...
I'd love to see North get... Well, actually, maybe North don't want to win.
North don't want to win. They've got nothing to fucking gain out of winning in this game.
Yeah,
are
rest Larky, rest Sheasel, rest Wardlaw... Taron Thomas, get him all out of there.
I mean, Alistair Clarkson, you know, might be a changed man, but he hasn't changed that much. He's no fucking more. Can you imagine him letting – no way. Like, yeah, Gold Coast to win that.
Brisbane hosting the Saints up at the Gabatoir, 4:35. Brisbane have a chance to go top of the ladder if Collingwood lose. Saints have a chance to get a home final if they win. Lions have not lost at the Gabba all year. Can the Saints change all that?
Probably not.
I wouldn't think so. We match up okay against the Lions. We're one of those weird sides that we never beat them, but we match up well. So I think I'm expecting a 3-4 goal loss.
Yeah, they're just hard to beat there.
Last chance saloon for the Bevo's bottom boys as they travel to GMHBA Stadium to take on the Cats.
Yeah.
In a place we have
not won in 20 years.
Yeah. Well, that is a great start for the bottom boys. That's where they need to be, at a venue where this is like your back's against the wall. Like, how great can we make these odds? You go one of the most impossible to win at stadiums and you bloody start your run.
I mean, if the story of the season is that Bevo's beautiful bottom boys, then yes, absolutely. You're right. Perfect start of it, right? that old hoodoo is absolutely done with. That gives you the confidence to have your role.
It's like when you won it in 2016 and you won it, won in Perth, you won in Sydney.
Defeat last year's premier, like in a match at their home stadium where you haven't won for 20 years. And that's enough of a story that you can latch onto that and roll it through the finals. That's your ideal scenario. What do I believe the likelihood of that happening? Here's what I best hope for this game. That the Bulldogs play well enough that Bontempelli gets the 2 Brownlow votes so that he's still hopefully in the mix for the Brownlow towards the end of the season, because the Bulldogs do not deserve to win, to be in the finals, but Bontempelli deserves to win the Brownlow. And so I would like him to get Brownlow votes, and I think we should concentrate on that. We owe him that. I don't think we should care about the result. I think we should just get it to the bond.
I'm going to tip the Dogs in that game. I didn't like what I saw of the Cats.
We are two guys, one cup.
Later that night, over at Optus Stadium in Perth, the Eagles, the resurgent Eagles, taking on the Adelaide Crows, who... I wouldn't be shocked if the Adelaide Crows had started Mad Monday. Yeah, like, I mean, what's the point?
All court proceedings.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
in one of two ways.
We're recording this on Sunday night. Like, it could have gone pear-shaped by the time you guys are seeing this, because it's started pretty strong. So yeah. I imagine there's been some unquiet in the – there might have been riots, LA riot style. By the time
this comes out, Adelaide has burnt to the ground.
Rundle Mall has burnt to the ground.
Podcast Mike, can you remember not to upload this video in case Adelaide burns to the ground? But let's be honest, if a riot occurred in Adelaide, would anyone notice? All right. I love you, Adelaide. On Sunday, Port Adelaide host the Tigers at Adelaide Oval. Port in a beautiful spot, top four sewn up. Could go as high as second. Should beat the Tigers.
They will.
At home.
They will beat the Tigers. The Tigers all are done, and their champions are gone, and Port Adelaide are getting good again.
Now, the last two games are the only two. Sorry, my spine started hurting. The last two games are the only two that will affect the finals race. And so it's a spicy meatball. The first one is the Swans hosting the D's at the SCG. Good for the Saints if the Swans lose, because that means we're less likely to play them in the SCG in a final. But the Swans, I mean, they were good for three quarters. That's like, there was a great moment when Horse, the first question he got in the press conference after the Adelaide game was, what do you think about, you know, winning the game by something that was clearly a goal? And he was like, oh, well, we played good for three quarters before that, so, you know. And I was like, you know what? He's got a point. They were the better team for most of the night. Yeah. I reckon the Swans will get it. I reckon the Swans will get it done. It depends. If this is the problem with doing our tips on a Sunday night. If Papley doesn't get up, then I think it's more of an even game. But I like the cut of the Swans' jib, and it really pains me to say that.
Well, I like the cut of the Swans jib also, but also what I absolutely am repulsed by is the cut of the Melbourne's jib. really against their jib. So I think Melbourne will probably win, but I'm going to tip Sydney.
And the final game of the round, the final game of the home and away rounds in season 2023 will be Carlton and the Giants. Oh, it's at Marvel Stadium. It's at home. I thought it was at the Beanstalk. Carlton's going to win that game, aren't they? See, here's the thing. I've been looking for flaws with Carlton, and being at the Gold Coast game, they looked terrible in that first quarter. Yeah. But the thing is, they've got heaps of really good players, and when they decide to play well, they're really good.
And they've got players to come back still as well.
Yeah. Like if Chera comes back and Walsh, I mean, they've been doing most of this without those guys. Right. Mackay's only been back for one game. But the Giants, I also think, are a really, really good team.
Yes.
I think Carlton.
I think Carlton can afford to lose one, so I'm going to say to the Giants.
All right. I haven't given a lock of the week, so I'm just going to say that I will be going to the Gabba, and I'm going to be obnoxious, and that's my lock of the week.
And I believe deeply in my soul that... the Bulldogs will lose. And unfortunately, it's not going to be a bottom boys run to the premiership this season, unfortunately. But I would love to eat my words next week, but that is my very sad lock of the week.
And don't forget, regular episode wrapping up all the round 23, 4 action will be next Tuesday on the Listener app. Play on, not 15.
Oh.
The shithouse, if you think we'll be insightful, clever or just well researched. We're here to say that's not the case, we'll just go out and wing it. We are two guys, one cup.
Listener.